This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight as we continue talking about the COVID-19 coronavirus. Hopefully something will get back to normal soon, but one of the essential things that we've been hearing about the last couple of days, and even in the governor's daily press briefing on this from time to time, is the need to donate blood. And even yesterday at the governor's briefing, the head of the American Red Cross for Illinois said a lot of donations have fallen sharply, either because people don't want to go out and give or there have been misconceptions about blood donation in all of this. So we're going to try to talk about all that with Trish Burnett. She's the executive director of the American Red Cross chapter serving the Quad Cities and West Central Illinois. She is on the line right now as we continue to socially distance from almost everybody, I guess. Trish, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate this opportunity.
You know, I imagine, as I saw even a story in the news, that the Quad Cities may be in for a round of flooding, and knowing that that's something that the Red Cross deals with, in a strange way, I imagine you must almost be longing for a day when things like responding to floods and other disasters was the only thing you had to worry about.
Yeah, sad but true. And yes, we are preparing for flooding also, so it's a bit more complicated this year, but the Red Cross will be there as we always are.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's my first question. How do you kind of deal with and organize and kind of coordinate all of that, I guess, when you have different serious situations all at once, like flooding, like the need for blood donations in this coronavirus pandemic? How do you deal with all that, I guess?
Yeah, it's definitely made our work more complicated, but our first priority in every case is the health and well-being of those we serve, those who donate blood, and our own staff and volunteers. So we're taking every precaution, even going above and beyond the precautions they've told us to make sure we're using. But both our disaster service and our biomed blood collection are critical and essential services. So we do have to continue to deliver both of those. But we're doing social distancing. We're figuring out what we can do remotely, you know, using a lot more Zoom and Teams and Skype and those things to talk with clients and all. So just out of just absolute caution, we're doing things differently, but they're still getting done. So we would encourage people to, if they have any kind of disaster, still reach out to us because we're still here and we will still respond.
I'm glad I don't have to deal with Zoom and Skype and all that yet, and that fortunately I have a phone and a radio and a microphone. So fortunately, I don't have to deal with as much of that as you do now. That's for sure.
We've all quickly accelerated our tech skills.
Yeah, haven't we, though? What a great time to be alive, I keep saying.
Yes.
So in terms of blood donations, I think I heard something yesterday in the governor's press conference that said, at least statewide, that through this period of time, that maybe the Red Cross, or I don't know if it was blood donations in general in the state or if just the Red Cross, is dealing with as much as at least 200,000 fewer donations since this pandemic started and began to impact the state. That's mind-boggling.
Yeah, just to clarify, that is the Red Cross number, but it is actually across the country, but that still is a mind-boggling number because blood is a product that has a certain shelf life. And so, you know, as it expires, we have to get rid of if it hasn't been used. But at this point, it's all being used. But that shortage is going to continue. It's not going to stop. So we are looking actually at months-long probably blood shortage at this point. And I would say that a good share of that is because so many drives have canceled because schools have closed. Mm-hmm. We hold a lot of drives. Businesses have shut down. We are finding that if people can find a drive, they still want to give. So really what we're scrambling to do is set up additional drives in places that are opening their doors and saying, yes, please come in. And with that, we are doing, you know, all the different things like checking temperature at the door before people even enter the drive. Mm-hmm. We're providing hand sanitizer to everybody, spacing beds out the 6 feet or more, disinfecting everything. I mean, you could eat off the floor in blood drives, and literally you could do that before, but even more so now. So, you know, hand sanitizer and toilet paper, things people are worried about running out. Blood supply is something that really does impact the lives of people. If we run out of blood, people will not get the blood they need to stay alive. Cancer patients and sickle cell patients, and there's just so many people that rely on those blood products to stay alive.
You know, in talking over the years with the Red Cross and other blood centers and places like that, I almost wondered at times if sort of the alarm was being sounded either prematurely, but it sounds to me like that this need really is as desperate as you make it out to be.
It really is. And as I said, you know, it's a shelf life product. So
right.
We don't keep an excess amount on hand because that would be wasteful. It's something that's really well managed as far as immediate needs. But then when you have something like this unexpected happen and to this magnitude, which we've never had before, it really does cause just a severe, critical, dire, every word you can think of, shortage. I mean, flu season has caused problems in the past in that. But there's always been kind of a history of that, so we can better manage that. We've never had something of this degree before. So that really sudden just drop in blood donations because of the loss of drives is critical, and it's something that we all need to do our part in. If you're healthy, you need to donate. And if you're not eligible now, you know, the minute you are, make an appointment, because we need every pint that can be collected is being used.
Let's talk a little bit, Trish, about misconceptions, I guess, through all this. And it sounded like one of the biggest ones of those is that you could possibly either contract or if you've had the virus, that you can't give blood because then your blood's tainted. That's not really the case, is it?
That is not the case, and there is no evidence at all that it's being transmitted or any virus is transmitted through blood donation. So, again, unfortunately, people just kind of jump on things they see and always believe them. Mm-hmm. It's important that if you have those questions, go to the source of who collects blood or who does whatever you're questioning, because oftentimes, I think we just see things maybe on social media and we assume that they are correct.
Tricia, I understand that there have been some efforts here to try to set up some more blood drives here in the Galesburg area, at least as you're trying to address those critical needs. Talk a little bit about those.
We are setting up drives in Galesburg. We have two, as a matter of fact, this Wednesday, March 25th.
Wonderful.
One is at the Church of Latter-day Saints, and that is from noon to 6 p.m., and the church is at 1977 East Fremont, and the other one is at the Knox Agri Center, also on Wednesday from noon to 6 p.m., and there are open appointments for both those drives, and we are really urging people to go to redcrossblood.org or call 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment, because that allows us to really ensure the social distancing guidelines are followed. We will welcome walk-ins, but our preference really is the appointment, so that we can monitor and kind of keep the crowd steady and a safe number for social distancing. As I said, everything we're doing to just really be cautious, an abundance of cautious, to keep our donors safe.
And I imagine, too, through all this, as maybe we talked a little bit earlier, has it been difficult trying to find places that actually will be open during this period of time so that you can have blood drives? I mean, at one point, obviously, there was a Red Cross office here in Galesburg. That's kind of not so much the case anymore. I imagine between that and between, you know, trying to figure out what's open and what's not, it's been a little difficult.
It has been. You know, the Red Cross made the decision a couple years ago to close many of our offices because we really weren't using them for the public, and we felt our monies were better invested in community projects and services. But with all the businesses and especially so many schools closing, it has proved a little challenging in some communities, but we are finding, you know, churches coming forward, businesses that even though they're closed, they're willing to open their doors to us, because they understand the severity of the blood shortage and they want to make sure to help. So, and with all of the different safety measures in place and everything we're doing with that, I think both businesses and faith-based organizations have realized that it is okay to open your doors. And with the government officials urging blood donations, they realize also the importance of that to make sure those that need it, again, cancer patients, accident victims and all, that there is a supply there for them.
Okay, real quickly, Trish, if someone hasn't ever given blood before and they want to talk about the general guidelines for those people, age and that sort of thing.
You know, there's a variety of guidelines, and what I would really recommend is if people go to redcrossblood.org, there is a great article there on first-time donors to kind of give you that reassurance, because it is, you know, it's a bit unnerving if you've never done it before, and it'll go through all the different steps and questions and everything, and some of those guidelines have changed. We will be asking a few more questions at the actual drives for anybody that's donated in the past. But really, that article will give you all the information you need, including some good reassurance. And I can also tell you that the volunteers and the staff that are working the drives are right there to make sure you feel comfortable and brave. I'll use that term because I remember the first time I donated, I was a little nervous. But you really will see that it's a simple process, doesn't take long, really not much pain at all. You'll feel the needle prick initially, but not painful. If I can do it, trust me, anybody can donate blood, because I'm not very brave.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm not a fan of needles at all, so but you're telling me I'm going to be okay?
I am telling you you're going to be okay, yes, because I'm the world's biggest chicken, and I donate regularly, and I can promise you that I was actually surprised the first time I did it, because I think I inside myself wanted to make a bigger deal about it. And then it's like, that was it.
Yeah, so, there you go.
It really is a simple and not frightening process at all. And as I said, the staff and volunteers are amazing to really help you through that. And they all recognize that a first time donor can be a bit unnerved initially. So we do our best to take good care of you.
I'm the world's second biggest chicken, so I completely understand. All right, Trish Burnett, Executive Director of the American Red Cross for the Quad Cities and West Central Illinois regions. Thank you so much for your time, and hopefully you'll get a lot of folks out to the blood drives on Wednesday here in Galesburg.
Thank you, and stay healthy. I appreciate you.
And again, those blood drives will be available on our community events page at WGIL.com. And we have all kinds of COVID-19 related pieces of information that you can find as well right on the top. Just click on the banner right at the top of WGIL.com. We will continue to update you and update that page as details warrant. And we'll continue to cover all the information about COVID-19 here on Galesburg's Evening News. Coming up at 5:40, we'll talk to a Galesburg woman who started a Facebook group that has gone off by leaps and bounds, just having people show hearts in the COVID-19 times that we're in. We'll talk about that at 5:40, but we'll come back with business news next on Galesburg's Evening News.